The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche is a spiritual guidebook for life, death, and the journey in between. It offers practical advice on how to live with greater awareness and compassion, as well as guidance on preparing for death. The book draws from ancient wisdom traditions such as Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, Christianity, Judaism, and Sufism to provide an accessible introduction to the teachings of Tibetan Buddhism. Rinpoche begins by discussing the importance of understanding our mortality. He explains that we must accept death in order to truly appreciate life. He then goes into detail about how we can use meditation practices such as mindfulness and visualization to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can make better choices in life. He also provides advice on cultivating compassion towards ourselves and others. Rinpoche then discusses what happens after death. He explains that there are different realms where souls may go depending upon their karma or actions during their lifetime. These include heaven-like realms or hell-like realms. He also talks about reincarnation, the process whereby a soul is reborn into another body, and how this affects us both before birth, through past lives, and after death, through future lives. The second half of the book focuses on helping those who are dying or have recently died. Rinpoche outlines various rituals which can be performed at each stage of dying, from preparation through transition, to help ease suffering for both the dying person themselves as well as those around them. Finally, he provides guidance on mourning rituals which should be observed following someone's passing. Overall, the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying is an invaluable resource for anyone seeking insight into living a meaningful life while facing up to its inevitable end with courage and grace. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The nature of mind. The mind is the source of all experience and is the basis of all phenomena. It is the ultimate source of all our potential and the gateway to enlightenment. The mind is the ultimate refuge and the ultimate teacher. Main idea number 2. Impermanence. All things are impermanent and nothing lasts forever. We must accept the impermanence of life and learn to live in the present moment. Main idea number 3. Death and dying. Death is a part of life and should be embraced as a natural process. We should learn to accept death and prepare for it by living a meaningful life. Main idea number 4. Karma. Our actions have consequences and we must take responsibility for our actions. We must strive to create positive karma and avoid negative karma. Main idea number 5. Reincarnation. We are reborn after death and our actions in this life will determine our future lives. We must strive to create positive karma in this life to ensure a better future. Main idea number 6. The six realms of existence. There are six realms of existence and we can be reborn in any of them depending on our karma. We must strive to create positive karma to ensure a better rebirth. Main idea number 7. The Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths are the foundation of Buddhism and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the Four Noble Truths to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 8. The Eightfold Path. The Eightfold Path is the path to enlightenment and consists of 8 steps. We must strive to understand and practice the Eightfold Path to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 9. The Three Jewels. The Three Jewels are the foundation of Buddhism and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the Three Jewels to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 10. The Three Kayas. The three kayas are the three aspects of enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the three kayas to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 11. The five paths are the five stages of the path to enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the five paths to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 12. The six perfections are the six practices of the path to enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the six perfections to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 13. The ten paramitas are the ten perfections of the path to enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the ten paramitas to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 14. The four immeasurables are the four qualities of the path to enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the four immeasurables to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 15. The three trainings are the three aspects of the path to enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the three trainings to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 16. The three roots are the three sources of spiritual power and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the three roots to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 17. The three doors of liberation are the three paths to enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the three doors of liberation to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 18. The three bodies of the Buddha are the three aspects of enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the three bodies of the Buddha to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 19. The three kayas of the Buddha are the three aspects of enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the three kayas of the Buddha to achieve enlightenment. Main idea number 20. The four dharmas of Gampopa are the four aspects of the path to enlightenment and provide a path to enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice the four dharmas of Gampopa to achieve enlightenment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The nature of mind is a concept that has been explored for centuries by spiritual teachers and philosophers. It is the source of all experience, the basis of all phenomena, and the ultimate refuge from suffering. The mind is also seen as the gateway to enlightenment, providing us with access to our highest potentials. The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche explores this idea in depth. He explains how we can use meditation to explore our innermost depths and discover our true nature. Through this practice, we can learn to recognize our own innate wisdom and compassion, allowing us to live more fully in harmony with ourselves and others. Rinpoche also emphasizes that understanding the nature of mind is essential for achieving lasting peace within ourselves. By recognizing its power over our thoughts, emotions, behavior, and even physical health, we can begin to take control over these aspects of life instead of being controlled by them. Ultimately, then, exploring the nature of mind allows us to gain insight into who we truly are at a fundamental level, beyond any labels or preconceived notions about ourselves, so that we may live an authentic life full of joy and purpose. P. Main idea number 2. Impermanence is a fundamental truth of life. Everything in the universe is constantly changing and nothing lasts forever. We must accept this fact and learn to live in the present moment, rather than clinging to things that will eventually pass away. The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche explains that impermanence can be seen as both a source of suffering and an opportunity for growth. On one hand, it can cause us pain when we lose something or someone we love; on the other hand, it can help us appreciate what we have while we still have it. The book also suggests that understanding impermanence helps us become more compassionate towards others because it reminds us how fragile life is. It encourages us to make the most out of our time here on earth by living with intention and purpose instead of wasting our lives away worrying about things beyond our control. Ultimately, accepting impermanence allows us to find peace within ourselves despite all the changes happening around us. By embracing change as part of life's natural cycle, we can open ourselves up to new possibilities without fear or attachment. Main idea number 3. Death is an inevitable part of life and should be accepted as such. We must learn to accept death, not fear it, and prepare for it by living a meaningful life. In the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, Sogyal Rinpoche explains that death is not the end but rather the beginning of a new journey. He encourages us to view death as an opportunity for transformation and growth. Rinpoche suggests that we can use our time on earth wisely by cultivating compassion, wisdom, courage, love, and joy in order to make our lives more meaningful. By doing so, we can face death with dignity when it comes. He also emphasizes the importance of being surrounded by people who care about us during this difficult time. The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying provides valuable insight into how we can approach death with grace and acceptance instead of fear or denial. It reminds us that although death may seem like an ending, it is actually just another step in our spiritual journey. Main idea number 4. Karma is an important concept in Buddhism, and it can be summed up as the idea that our actions have consequences. We must take responsibility for our actions and strive to create positive karma while avoiding negative karma. This means that we should act with kindness, compassion, and wisdom in order to bring about good results for ourselves and others. It also means that we should avoid acting out of anger or hatred, as this will only lead to suffering. The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche explains how karma works. Every action creates a force of energy that returns to us in like kind. What we sow is what we reap. We create our future by our present actions. Every thought, word, and deed makes some impression upon the fabric of reality, Rinpoche. In other words, if we do something good today, then it will come back to us in some form later on down the line. Karma teaches us not only about cause and effect, but also about taking responsibility for our own lives. If we want a better life, then it is up to us to make it happen through creating positive karma now rather than waiting for things to change on their own accord. By understanding how karma works, we can learn how best to live according to Buddhist principles so as not only benefit ourselves but also those around us. Main idea number 5. Reincarnation is the belief that after death, our souls are reborn into a new body and life. This cycle of birth, death, and rebirth continues until we reach enlightenment. According to the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche, our actions in this life will determine our future lives. We must strive to create positive karma in this life so that we can ensure a better future for ourselves. The concept of reincarnation is based on the idea that each soul has an opportunity to learn from its experiences in order to progress spiritually. By creating good karma through acts such as generosity and kindness towards others, we can accumulate spiritual merit which will help us move closer towards enlightenment. On the other hand, negative actions such as greed or violence will lead us further away from achieving spiritual liberation. Ultimately, it is up to us how we choose to live our lives now so that we can have a better future when it comes time for reincarnation. Through understanding the principles of reincarnation and striving for positive karma in this lifetime, we can work towards achieving ultimate freedom from suffering. Main idea number 6. The 6 realms of existence are the 6 states of existence in which we can be reborn, according to Buddhist teachings. These realms include the gods' realm, the demigods' realm, the human realm, the animal realm, the hungry ghost realm, and finally, the hellish realms. Each one is associated with a particular type of karma, positive or negative, that will determine our rebirth into one of these realms. In Buddhism, it is believed that we create our own destiny through our actions and thoughts. Our karma determines where we will be reborn after death, and so it is important to strive for positive karma if we wish to have a better rebirth. Positive actions such as generosity and kindness create good karma, while negative actions such as greed or hatred create bad karma. The goal in Buddhism is not only to achieve enlightenment but also to help others do so too by creating positive karmic energy around us. By doing this, we can ensure that when our time comes for rebirth into another life form, it will be in a more favorable state than before. Main idea number 7. The Four Noble Truths are the foundation of Buddhism and provide a path to enlightenment. The first truth is that life is suffering, or dukkha. This means that all living beings experience physical and mental pain, as well as dissatisfaction with their lives. The second truth is that this suffering has a cause, craving or attachment to things we cannot control, such as our own mortality, material possessions, power over others, etc. The third truth is that there can be an end to this suffering through the cessation of craving and attachment. Finally, the fourth truth outlines the Eightfold Path, which provides guidance on how to achieve this cessation. We must strive to understand and practice these truths in order for us to reach enlightenment. We must learn how to recognize our attachments and cravings so we can let go of them in order for us not suffer any more from them. Through meditation, we can gain insight into ourselves so we can better understand why we have certain attachments and cravings in the first place. By understanding these Four Noble Truths, it will help us become more mindful about our actions so they do not lead us down paths of further suffering but instead towards paths of liberation from it. Main idea number 8. The Eightfold Path is the path to enlightenment and consists of 8 steps. The first step is right view, which involves understanding the Four Noble Truths and developing a clear vision of reality. The second step is right intention, which means having an intention that is free from greed, hatred, and delusion. The third step is right speech, which involves speaking truthfully and kindly without causing harm or offense to others. The fourth step is right action, which requires us to act in ways that are beneficial for ourselves and others. The fifth step is right livelihood, meaning we should choose a job or profession that does not involve harming other living beings or exploiting them for our own gain. The sixth step on the Eightfold Path is right effort. This means making an effort to cultivate positive qualities such as kindness and compassion while avoiding negative ones like anger and jealousy. The seventh step on the path is called right mindfulness. This involves being aware of our thoughts, feelings, words, actions so we can make conscious choices about how we live our lives. Finally, the eighth step on the path towards enlightenment is called right concentration. This refers to focusing one's mind on something with clarity in order to achieve insight into its true nature. Main idea number 9. The three jewels of Buddhism are the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. The Buddha is the enlightened one who has attained perfect wisdom and compassion. He is our teacher and guide on the path to enlightenment. The Dharma is his teachings, which provide us with a way to understand reality and how we can live in harmony with it. The Sangha refers to those who have dedicated their lives to following the path of Buddhism. They are our companions on this journey, providing support, guidance, and friendship as we strive for enlightenment together. By understanding these three jewels of Buddhism, we can begin to see how they form a foundation for living an ethical life that leads towards liberation from suffering. We must strive to practice them in order to achieve true peace within ourselves and ultimately reach enlightenment. Main idea number 10. The three kayas are the three aspects of enlightenment that provide a path to liberation. The first kaya is Dharmakaya, which is the ultimate nature of reality and truth. It is beyond all form and concept, yet it pervades everything in existence. The second kaya is Sambhogakaya, which manifests as divine forms and qualities for those who have attained some level of realization. Finally, there is Nirmanakaya, which appears in physical form to help others on their spiritual journey. To achieve enlightenment, we must strive to understand and practice these three kayas. We must learn how to recognize our true nature through meditation and contemplation so that we can experience the Dharmakaya directly. Then we must cultivate compassion by recognizing our interconnectedness with all beings so that we can manifest the Sambhogakaya within us. Lastly, we need to embody this wisdom in action by engaging with others from a place of love and understanding so that we may bring forth the Nirmanakaya into this world. Main idea number 11. The five paths are the five stages of the path to enlightenment. They provide a framework for understanding and practicing the teachings of Buddhism in order to achieve enlightenment. The first path is called the path of accumulation, which involves accumulating merit through virtuous actions such as generosity and meditation. The second path is known as the path of preparation, where we prepare ourselves mentally and spiritually for further progress on our journey towards enlightenment. The third path is called the path of seeing, where we gain insight into the true nature of reality by studying Buddhist philosophy and meditating deeply on its teachings. The fourth path is known as the path of meditation, where we practice various forms of meditation in order to deepen our understanding and experience with Buddhist principles. Finally, the fifth stage is known as Theppathāpanamora learning, or nirvana. This marks the end point when one has achieved complete liberation from suffering. These paths are not meant to be followed sequentially but rather can be practiced simultaneously depending on individual needs and preferences. It should also be noted that these paths do not necessarily lead directly to enlightenment, they merely provide guidance along our spiritual journey towards it. Main idea number 12. The six perfections, also known as the six paramithas, are a set of practices that provide a path to enlightenment. They include generosity, morality, patience, effort or energy, meditation and wisdom. Each perfection is an essential part of the journey towards enlightenment and must be practiced in order to achieve it. Generosity involves giving without expecting anything in return. It can take many forms such as donating money or time to help others. Morality refers to living according to ethical principles and avoiding negative actions such as lying or stealing. Patience means being able to accept difficult situations with equanimity rather than reacting with anger or frustration. Effort requires us to put forth our best efforts into whatever we do while maintaining balance between work and rest. Meditation is the practice of focusing on one's inner self in order to gain insight into reality beyond what can be seen by physical senses alone. Finally, wisdom is understanding how all things are interconnected and recognizing that everything has its place within the universe. By practicing these six perfections, we can move closer towards achieving enlightenment through developing greater compassion for ourselves and others around us. Main idea number 13. The 10 paramithas are the 10 perfections of the path to enlightenment. They provide a framework for understanding and practicing the Buddhist teachings in order to achieve enlightenment. The 10 paramithas are generosity, morality, patience, effort, concentration, wisdom, skillful means, aspiration or vow power, strength and knowledge. Generosity is giving without expecting anything in return. It can be expressed through material gifts as well as through acts of kindness and compassion. Morality involves living according to ethical principles such as non-harming and truthfulness. Patience is accepting difficult situations with equanimity rather than reacting with anger or frustration. Effort refers to making an effort towards spiritual practice even when it seems difficult or challenging. Concentration is focusing one's attention on a single object or thought without being distracted by other thoughts or sensations that may arise during meditation practice. Wisdom involves seeing things clearly for what they really are, beyond our own preconceptions and biases, so that we can make wise decisions about how best to act in any given situation. Skillful means refers to using appropriate methods for teaching others about Buddhism while still respecting their individual needs and circumstances. Aspiration power is having strong determination towards achieving one's goals despite obstacles along the way. Strength refers both physical strength needed for long hours of meditation practice as well as mental fortitude required when facing life's challenges. Finally, knowledge encompasses both theoretical knowledge gained from studying Buddhist texts as well as experiential insight into reality which comes from meditative practices such as mindfulness meditation. Main idea number 14. The four immeasurables are the four qualities of the path to enlightenment. They are loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Loving-kindness is a feeling of warmth and care for all living beings. It is an unconditional love that does not discriminate between friend or foe. Compassion is a deep understanding of suffering and its causes, combined with a desire to alleviate it. Sympathetic joy is rejoicing in the happiness and success of others without envy or jealousy. Equanimity is an even-mindedness towards all things, free from attachment or aversion. These four qualities provide us with a path to enlightenment by helping us cultivate our inner wisdom and develop greater insight into ourselves as well as others around us. By cultivating these qualities, we can become more compassionate individuals who have greater empathy for those around them while also being able to maintain balance in difficult situations. We must strive to understand and practice the four immeasurables if we wish to achieve enlightenment. This requires dedication on our part. We must be willing to put in effort each day so that we can grow spiritually through meditation, contemplation, study, service work, etc., which will help us gain deeper insights into these four qualities. By developing these four immeasurable qualities within ourselves, we can begin to experience true peace and contentment within our lives, as well as having greater understanding for those around us. Main idea number 15. The three trainings are the three aspects of the path to enlightenment. They are morality, meditation, and wisdom. Morality is about cultivating a sense of right and wrong in our actions and speech. Meditation is about developing concentration and mindfulness so that we can gain insight into our true nature. Wisdom is about understanding the ultimate truth of reality. We must strive to understand and practice these three trainings if we wish to achieve enlightenment. Through morality, we learn how to live an ethical life with compassion for all beings. Through meditation, we develop inner peace. Through wisdom, we come to see things as they truly are, free from delusion or attachment. By following this path diligently over time, it will lead us closer towards liberation from suffering and ultimately bring us closer towards achieving enlightenment. Main idea number 16. The three roots are the three sources of spiritual power and provide a path to enlightenment. They are the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, the teacher, teachings, and community. The Buddha is our source of inspiration. We look to him for guidance on how to live our lives in accordance with truth and compassion. The Dharma is the teachings that help us understand ourselves better so that we can make wise choices about how to act in this world. Finally, the Sangha is our spiritual community which provides support as we strive towards enlightenment. We must strive to understand and practice these three roots if we wish to achieve enlightenment. We must learn from the examples set by the Buddha. His life was one of selfless service dedicated towards helping others find their own paths towards liberation from suffering. We must also study his teachings deeply so that they become part of us. Only then will they be able to guide us through difficult times or when faced with moral dilemmas. Finally, it is important for us to join a supportive spiritual community where we can share experiences with like-minded individuals who have similar goals as ours, achieving inner peace and freedom from suffering through understanding ourselves more deeply. Main idea number 17. The three doors of liberation are the three paths to enlightenment. They provide a path for us to follow in order to reach our highest potential and attain true freedom from suffering. The first door is that of renunciation, which involves letting go of all attachments and desires. The second door is that of wisdom, which requires understanding the nature of reality and developing insight into its workings. Finally, the third door is that of compassion, which entails cultivating an attitude of kindness towards others. In order to achieve enlightenment, we must strive to understand and practice these three doors. Through renunciation, we can learn how to let go of our attachment to material things or worldly pleasures. Through wisdom, we can gain insight into the true nature of reality. And through compassion, we can cultivate an attitude that seeks only what is best for others as well as ourselves. By following these three doors on our journey towards enlightenment, we will be able to free ourselves from suffering and find lasting peace within ourselves. Main idea number 18. The three bodies of the Buddha are the three aspects of enlightenment and provide a path to liberation. The first body is known as Dharmakaya, which is the ultimate truth or reality that lies beyond all forms and appearances. It is said to be formless, timeless, and infinite in its nature. The second body is called Sambhogakaya, which represents the manifestation of enlightened qualities such as compassion and wisdom in physical form. Finally, there is Nirmanakaya, which refers to an enlightened being who has taken on a human form for the purpose of teaching others how to attain enlightenment. These three bodies represent different stages along our spiritual journey towards enlightenment. By understanding them, we can gain insight into what it means to become liberated from suffering and achieve true inner peace. Through meditation practice, we can learn how to access these states within ourselves so that we may experience their profound benefits. By striving to understand and practice these three bodies of the Buddha, we can begin our journey towards achieving lasting happiness and freedom from suffering. We must remember that this process takes time, but with dedication it will eventually lead us closer towards realizing our full potential. Main idea number 19. The three kayas of the Buddha are a fundamental part of Buddhist teachings. They represent three aspects of enlightenment and provide a path to achieving it. The first kaya is Dharmakaya, which is the ultimate truth or reality that lies beyond all forms and appearances. It is said to be the source from which all Buddhas arise. The second kaya is Sambhogakaya, which represents the manifestation of enlightened qualities in physical form. This includes images such as statues and paintings that depict Buddhas or Bodhisattvas in their various forms. Finally, there is Nirmanakaya, which refers to those who have achieved enlightenment but remain on earth for the benefit of others. These individuals embody compassion and wisdom in order to help guide others towards liberation. By understanding and practicing these three kayas, we can strive towards our own enlightenment. Through meditation, we can gain insight into our true nature and learn how to live with greater awareness and compassion for ourselves and others. Main idea number 20. The four dharmas of Gampopa are the four aspects of the path to enlightenment. They provide a framework for understanding and practicing Buddhism, and ultimately achieving enlightenment. The first dharma is that of renunciation, which involves recognizing our attachment to worldly things and letting go of them in order to focus on spiritual growth. The second dharma is that of Bodhicitta, or the aspiration to attain perfect wisdom and compassion for all sentient beings. The third dharma is that of emptiness, which teaches us how to recognize our true nature as being beyond any dualistic concepts such as good or bad, right or wrong. Finally, the fourth dharma is that of Tantra, which emphasizes meditation practice as a way to cultivate insight into reality. These four dharmas can be seen as an integrated system for attaining enlightenment through Buddhist practice. By following these teachings, we can learn how to let go of attachments and develop greater wisdom and compassion towards others. We can also gain insight into our true nature by meditating on emptiness and cultivating awareness in daily life. Ultimately, it is up to each individual practitioner whether they choose to follow this path or not. However, if one does decide upon this course, then they will find themselves well equipped with tools necessary for their journey towards ultimate liberation from suffering. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.